512-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
That's why we must find the place of rest. Stop telling yourself you're not good enough. You don't have enough. You're not smart enough. You don't look the part. Stop telling yourself that. Get rid of that thinking. God's going to put you out front. God's going to put you in a position of being seen and heard. Tell somebody, get ready for it and get used to it. Again, I want to say the atmosphere you carry affects the land, the earth that you walk on. So it's imperative, especially when we assemble like we have. We need to check some things at the door. Or better yet, not at the door, at home. You check them and leave them there. So that when we come together, together corporately, there's not resistance. That's one reason why when we do an altar call, we want at some point everyone to be silent and stop trying to praise your way to get something from God. Or stop thanking him and just receive. It's not contingent upon even your thanking or your praising. It's God sovereignly. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Something sovereign that requires you to rest. It's a lot easier than a lot of us like to make it. Give me Psalm 67, would you? Psalms 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee. Oh, God, let all. Somebody say all. Let all the people praise thee. And here's the key verse. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, our own God, shall bless us. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. The atmosphere you carry affects the land that you walk on. If there's not peace in your house, it's not God's fault, it's your fault. I said it's not God's fault. It's your fault. If you don't have peace on your job, not that everybody's going to be peaceful. I'm not, but you having peace. You don't have that peace on your job, something's wrong, and it's not God's fault. It's your fault. Now, what we want to see concerning 2017 is that there's been a shift of power this year. And it's not your working up on a power. See, one of the things that we have to work past in our mind, and I'm all for noise when it's time to be noisy, but everything ain't always about noise. Say amen on that side. I don't mean don't say amen. Say amen. They don't want no noise, so y'all ain't saying no, say amen. You understand? Everything's not about noise. God, I'm telling you, in this time, in these days, you're going to have to discern God. Some of his movements are going to be so subtle, so quick. You have to discern it. That's why it requires you to be at rest. You know, when you're at rest, your game, when your game slows down, you know, I've used this analogy in sports before. In sports, when they say the game has slowed down, it's like a person can do almost supernatural, extraordinary things in the sport because the game has slowed down for them. You know, if you get in a game and everything's going over your head and you don't know which way to go and all that, you like to get knocked out. But when the game slows down, you know exactly where to be. Matter of fact, you have anticipated before the ball gets there. You know where it's going, and you are there waiting. Why? The game has slowed down. And see, what God is doing today requires you to be at rest. In other words, your game's got to slow down. Because God's going to do such phenomenal things that the only way you're going to be able to keep up with it is you've slowed down. In other words, you're not limited to your soulish realm. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your reasonings, and all these things are not governing you. Your spirit man is governing you. We're going to see a lot of phenomenal things. A lot of crazy stuff. Wars, rumors, all that stuff. But let not your heart be troubled. Now, to usher in God's presence requires a change in some atmospheres. Look at somebody and tell them, this is my assignment. First of all, you have to be a carrier of the goods. Tell somebody beside you, you got to be sure enough saved. You can't be faking it, trying to make it. You can't be a pretender. As a matter of fact, in this day and hour, the hypocrite is going to become very fearful in Zion. God's going to put pressure on hypocrisy, lies, pretense, falsehood. Amen. God's going to do it. You don't have to look down your nose at anybody. God's going to do it. Just keep, amen, staying your course. But to usher in God's presence requires a shift, a change in atmospheres. And this is our assignment. Now, I want to just give you a description of where we are in time, because some of you have noticed how even since the new year, there's been an intensifying. You know, it's like stuff getting intense all of a sudden. Stuff that used to just be like, it's gotten kind of intense. Anybody? Can anybody identify with me? Anybody? Anybody in here saved? I'm talking about to the discerning eye. I'm not talking about to the carnal saint. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Now, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the one that is truly on the horns of the altar, that understand God's assignment and responsibility and his hand upon their life. And you don't take it lightly. You're serious about serving God. Amen? There's an intensifying. In the atmospheres, like the lines have been drawn, and the army is marching forward. But in order for these atmospheres to be changed and the kingdom of God to be manifested, we have to stay true to our assignments. I mentioned earlier the world and the earth. In Ephesians 2 and 2, you don't have to go there on the screen, but in Ephesians 2 and 2, we see that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, or the ruler, or the prince of the world, which is the cosmos. And in Psalm 24 and 1, we see where the earth is the Lord's. Now, I'm talking about two different things, the earth and the world. The earth is the Lord's. This thing here is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But the enemy in this realm of the heavenlies has created a world, a cosmos. Now what's happening in Isaiah 60, the word says for us, the church, to arise and shine, for our light has come. Is that right? And the glory of the Lord. This year, there's a glory that's come to the house, that's come to your life. Amen. And the Lord is saying, arise and shine, for your light has come. So what he's saying, we are rising up out of the topos. You know, in other words, there's an arising. A light's going to start to shine. People are going to come to that light. But there's an arising. Now, my point, anything that rises up out of the topos into the cosmos is subject to warfare. Is subject to warfare. Now, if you've sensed an intensity, even in time of blessing, there's an intensifying of opposition. Or the enemy starts to try to crowd you. You know, people that were once one way kind of get funky with you, or funny. You know, it like where you had peace in some places, it ain't no peace there no more. Unless you bring the peace. Come on. You know, it's just like the enemy is starting to oppose you. Why? Because you started to rise. Your light is shining. That's what the Lord said, arise and shine. He said, darkness is going to cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but your light has come. I want to show you something very important concerning what's happening in your life. Tell somebody, wake up and smell that coffee. Jacob in Genesis 32, I believe, he fell asleep at Bethel, where his father, his grandfather, had set stones in order, built an altar, and opened the heavens. When Jacob fell asleep there, and God sovereignly made him stop there, under the open heaven. When he had the dream, when he woke, he said, God is in this place, and I knew it not. I didn't even know God was here. He said, this is none other than the gate of heaven. But he said, I knew it not. How many are right at the threshold, right at the mouth of the gate of heaven, and don't even realize it? Amen. Jacob, when he understood it, he built an altar and began to worship God. But I want to show you what exactly is going to start happening. And I hope some of you can receive it. I'm going to speak prophetically to you. As much as I want to try to shift gears, God keeps me saying, keep prophesying, keep decreeing, keep prophesying, keep speaking over my people, prophetic word, keep prophesying the word, keep speaking their future, keep sealing their future, keep speaking light.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.